Thank you very much, Tim, for doing the interview. So let's begin by having you tell us something about yourself. Were you born and raised here, or did you come to the shoe swap from elsewhere?
Yeah, thanks. So I was born in Vancouver, and I met my my now wife, Nancy Colkind, in Vancouver. And she's from Salmon Arm. Her family was here. And we determined that we wanted to move to a small town. Salmon Arm was actually higher on my list than it was on her list. But after checking things out, and Nancy kind of said, "No, I can do this. Let's go back home." We started the process. So we were for about 6-8 months driving over the Coquihalla in the middle of the winter because one of our folks had heard of a place for sale that hadn't come up yet, and so we'd come up and check it out. So we that's what we did. We bought in 1992 and moved up in 1994. Best decision we've made.
What brought you to this part of the world?
Yeah, so probably related to the last question at all, but you know that we were looking for a livable place to raise a family. Recreation was incredibly important for us. Trails, networks, access to outdoor activities, and really a style, a quality of life that really so many other, that brought other people here and really continue to do that. I mean, the growth the last 5 years, our people are, you know, Salmon Arm is a sweet spot in many ways for a lifestyle and affordability, although that's becoming more and more challenging. But what a great spot.
What kinds of things have you been doing during your time living here?
Well, raising a family. So we have the now 2 young adult daughters. So, with all the things that you do when they're in school and community groups and sports and activities. So it just pretty regular family activities and upbringing and support. And through that, you know, you get to know the community, you get to be part of the schools. Both Nancy and I work with the school system. So, but not only was that a profession, that was our communities that we started off with. So lots of outdoor activities, lots of work, but pretty mundane compared to other people. Nothing flashy or anything like that. We raised a family and we contributed to the community along the way as we did it by coaching and being involved.
Now, what do you like most about living in the shoe swap?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is the only small community that I've ever lived in. I'm a big city guy from Vancouver. So my comparative is narrow, but the ability to know your neighbors, the ability to help your neighbors, to stand up, to be known, to be able to go for walks in green space where you can be, you're not in the hurly-burly of urban environments. The wonderful gift of Shuswap Lake and the ability to use that. It's just, I don't think it's exactly answering your question, but it's just such a gift on a day-to-day basis, and really emphasizes the need that we need to protect a lot of these things as well.
Is there anything you don't like about the shoe swap?
When I first moved here, I noticed certainly differences, but you know, that was part of going from an urban lifestyle to a small town lifestyle. And I was a city guy. I've accommodated pretty quickly about that. You know, we just don't expect, if we need something that we can't get here, we don't expect to get it right away. You know, you just adjust, and the trade-offs of supporting local businesses, of being involved in community projects, far outweighs some of the maybe small niggly things that when you first move here, you think, wow, I could do that back there. But it really is inconsequential, and the positives so far The lifestyle, the ability to be outdoors, to have fresh air, to have space, to know your neighbors is worth its weight in gold.
What do you feel are your most important personal attributes and values?
I see, I'll answer that directly, but again, I don't think that they are unique. I try to be thoughtful. I try to be careful about my actions. I try to be careful about the impact I have on the environment. I try to be inclusive. I try to look out for my neighbors. I'm absolutely comfortable knowing that they look out for me as well. And that extends to the community in general. It's the degree of volunteering, the degree of committing efforts to the better of the community. And that's just not for me, but I think I'm part and parcel of that. And really, those are the things that stand out. It is incredibly personally rewarding. And I think that the community benefits, and I learn all the time. I learn each and every conversation that I have. Some of it's history, and or oh, that street was called what at the time? Because most Salmon Arm streets have about four names, and you can tell who moved here or who lived here when by the name that they use. But that just that part aside, it's that sense of belonging and folks doing, contributing to the betterment of Salmon Arm, and it's just I'm so appreciative of it. And I think I contribute to it too.
In line with that, who are some persons you particularly respect in the community?
I'm not going to name names, actually, because I don't think, because number one, the list is long. Number two, I'm sure to forget someone. But what I see is a quiet commitment to doing what's right for the community. And I'm not trying to evade the question at all, Jeanette. The giving that I see, the contribution, the stepping up that happens. And in most cases, it's done quietly. It's done in a supportive way. And the call is not for who's doing the good. It's just getting it done and doing it. I'm absolutely blown away by it. I admire it. I'm gobsmacked often by how much that happens. So I'm going to we probably would come up with a long list of similar names, but I don't think that that is the key question. What I admire are the commitment of a lot of individuals to do the right thing and to better seminar, to better our community. And it's on the quiet usually.
In your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and area?
Well, we've got a ton of them, and I think the question is, it's easy to, I'll be really direct here. It's easy to criticize, and the need is to put the nose to the grindstone and get working on a number of these issues. Without a doubt, homelessness, affordability, the livability of Salmon Arm, especially in terms of getting back and forth and connected in active transportation, those sort of things are top of my mind. The impact of climate change is here, and the need for increasing the resilience of city infrastructure. So that's not as sexy as the other stuff, but you have only have to look at Lytton or Alilawet or a number of these communities. We need to be better prepared. It's costly. It's highly dependent on grant funding, and that the work is really involved setting the table so that we can move forward on some of these things. So many of these things we don't think about on a day-to-day basis. A prolonged rainstorm coming out of climate change creates stormwater, and can our aging infrastructure handle it? These are not new. I don't think day-to-day, our day-to-day lives, we think about that. Our city staff are thinking about that. And the question is, how do we implement it? How do we harden infrastructure and go from there? So I've got a bit of a tangent on that about the demands. Some of them are definitely the needs of the most vulnerable in our community. It's getting harder and harder to meet them, and the need is greater and greater. So without a doubt, that's there. It's beyond, I'll be really direct in my opinion, it's beyond the ability of the city to deal with that. It becomes a responsibility of funding from higher levels of government. And the key from what a local politician can do, in my view, is to rattle those chains to get our fair share. And sometimes that means elbowing one's way ahead of other local governments that are trying for the same thing because they have the same problem. And I would suggest that in the past 4 years, even the past 6 years, our local government, the members of our council have forged relationships with the province, and that has put us in the queue, higher up in the queue. I think we are being viewed as a reliable partner, as people, a city who wants to do things and can handle it and do it responsibly. And I think we're starting to see that in terms of some of the supportive housing that's come in, a recent announcement of street worker positions that are coming in for the vulnerable, and a whole series of other initiatives. This is tough stuff. And we're trying to do it compassionately. Sometimes one doesn't see the effort that's going on, but I just, to anybody I talk to, is we are working our tails off to get this, the capacity to responding increased. We can't do it as a city ourselves.
What is your main personal reason for running for office?
That's changed a bit over time. And I think that I've always been interested in it in other jurisdictions before I moved here. I didn't hold political office, but I was always keenly involved in supporting that or following that. And for me, it was a chance again to, maybe it's not so quietly, give back to the community, as we talked about a little while ago, but it's a chance to give back to the community. And I think it's about the trust that people have that the decision-making and our job, the number one job is to make decisions. To make decisions, and some of them are minor and short-term, but a lot of them are consequential. A lot of them are consequential for 5 years, 10, 20 years. And I guess I feel my contribution is I bring thoughtfulness and measuredness and a capacity to look ahead and to build in what things could and should look like coming down the line. It's I'm not tooting any horns here. I'm going to say right off here, Jeanette, the elections are rightfully so democratic competitions for who should make the best decisions. But I will also say that this current table is probably one of the best that I've seen. I'm completely biased about that. Completely. But we have people who understand the community, who understand the breadth of the community, who understand the challenges that are there, and again are working their tails off to advance these files and to increase the livability of Seminar.
What is it like for you participating in this election campaign?
Yeah, that's good. So for the record books, this will be my fifth campaign. The first two, I was a loser. I wasn't a sore loser. I was actually a close loser. I came very close to, but I never quite made it. So I'm now campaigning for my third term. And why am I doing it is just that it's there's still work to be done. I'm still energetic and involved. The community has invested in my capacity to understand these issues and to come up with the decisions. So it's an ongoing one. It is really weird, and I think other candidates, incumbents, will say that. We have, again, I'm running against other incumbents who I've worked very closely and collaborated with to come up with the best decisions. And in some ways, we're in competition. So that's the weird part of it all, that we're doing that. And for me, there's no comparison. I don't feel that I'm being competitive with that. It's just putting forth the vision, putting forth one's capacity, and letting people decide. And so that's the essence of it all. And that's why I do it again. It's that collaborative decision making. We have diversity of opinion, but we come up with better decisions. And I'm still pumped for that. I still want to contribute. I think I can contribute, and I hope to contribute after October 15th.
Tell our listeners what you would like to accomplish if you're elected.
Okay, a little bit of campaigning here. I'll give a synopsis. I do believe I've got a very comprehensive website. And if people go to timlavery.ca, there'll be a breakdown of initiatives, of goals. Some of them are already underway, but need to be supported more. Some are in the hopper, just about to come to the new council, and other ideas that I'll be presented. So yeah, Jen, I've got four pillars of how I frame my platform. And it's the pillar of Salmon Arm being livable, reliable, affordable, and sustainable. And in each of those pillars, there's some campaign platforms of what I want to see. I think all of them can occur over the next 12 to 18 months to get underway. Many of them are already underway, and they have to do with, again, the livability of Salmon Arm, how we look after our most vulnerable. What do we do about infrastructure and how to fund it in terms of being reliable? How are we sustainable in terms of response to climate change and things? And there are things that we can be doing better and doing more of, and that's laid out pretty clearly in my platform. So a general response to that, but there are very specific examples in my platform.
And now finally, if you're elected, what do you hope to leave as a legacy when your time in office comes to an end?
Which is probably why one runs in the first place, right? So I would hope folks would say that I accomplished what I proposed to do, that I did it in a way that was honorable and supportive of other people, that I listened really closely and then explained my decision making on things. And sometimes, the biggest compliments that I often will get is, you know, I disagreed with you on XYZ, but you listened to me and I felt that you knew what I was saying. And I still disagree with the decision, but I understand what your parameters were for making that decision. And I guess for me, that would be, that's the crux of the matter. It's the hardest part of the matter of deciding between competing ideas that are all good. And often they're all expensive. And I'll go back to what it's maybe starting off with. Job number one is making decisions. Job number one is making priorities and policies. And it's how we do it. And that's how I hopefully that in the limelight, that I would be remembered that I was committed to the process, committed to being collaborative, committed to listening closely, and that I made the best decisions possible, and I explained them too. No, that's about it in a nutshell.
Thank you again, Tim, for coming in to share your thoughts about being a candidate in the upcoming election.
Thank you to Voice of the Shuswap. This is such a valuable thing. It's cool. It's important. And thank you for doing this.